Thanks for tuning in to Daddy and Aiden. We wanted to let you know that this week we interviewed a very special guest that you probably know.
I'm really excited for Bubby to be on my podcast too!
Whoa!
Please share this show with all your friends so we can keep getting amazing guests. Remember, anything is possible. Welcome to Interviews with Daddy and
Aiden!
Here's the rundown. On this show, Aiden, who is four, and me, a father of two and a former CIA operations officer,
we'll interview the coolest people
and the most interesting professionals, and we will together see the world through the lens of a child's endless mind. Whether you're a kid or a parent, let's motivate young people and show them anything is possible. Welcome to Interviews with Daddy and
Aiden.
We have the opportunity in many of these things to talk to cool people, but it's not every day we get to talk to someone who was in the NFL and who's also published an amazing book. So today we have the opportunity to speak with George Jones. George, thank you so much for being here. George is a former NFL running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Jacksonville Jaguars and also the Cleveland Browns. He's a father of three boys. And he's the author of the best-selling book called The Present Dad. He's the CEO of the nonprofit foundation called The Present Dad Foundation. And he's the co-host of the weekly show Win Within. George, it's so awesome to have you here. Thank you so much for being here with Aiden and I on the show.
Hey, Jesse, I am happy to be here with you and Aiden on the show. As you a fellow Aztec, you and your wife, so hey. It was a no-brainer for me.
Yep. So that was one of the things. I was saying this to George before, but one of the amazing parts about this whole thing was when I found George and I was like, oh my goodness, former NFL player, went to the same college as your mom and I did. It was like, this is something that we really gotta do. So it's such a nice thing to have you here.
I'm honored.
So to start, do you mind just telling us a little bit about your journey from college into the NFL and like your start into your professional football career?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So like you said, I was out at San Diego State in 1995 and 96. I was a, you know, really good player in college, up for the Heisman, All-American, all that stuff. And then I end up getting drafted in 1997 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And going to a great organization like that, it was a dream come true for, you know, most people who go to the NFL. They dream of that all the time. For me, that wasn't really a big dream. And most people are shocked when I say that because I always wanted to be a dad. That's what I wanted to do. You know, making the NFL was cool, but being a dad is what I've always wanted to do. So.
Okay.
You know, going to the NFL, playing for three organizations and then retiring in 2002. And then, you know, marrying my college sweetheart, Katie, in 2005, having our first son in 2007. And that's when the present dad started in 2005, being a stay at home dad and, you know, being there for everything. It's the greatest thing in the world for me. I've told people that being a father is the greatest accomplishment that I've ever accomplished. It's the greatest thing I can ever be a part of.
So. I want to be a construction worker.
You sure you want to be that? Because you got to get up on those houses really, really high, and it's going to be like 100 degrees outside, and you're going to have to nail and put the frame up for the house and all that.
Why 100 degrees?
It's not always going to be 100 degrees, but it could sometimes be 100 degrees.
Out here? You come out here in Texas and do that? It's going to be hotter than that.
So George was talking about how one of the biggest accomplishments that he did was become a father. Do you want to become a father?
I'm going to be a construction man and a father.
Construction man and a father?
Nice.
How many kids do you think you're going to have?
I only told you 10.
I know you did tell me 10 kids.
You want 10? Wow, that is a lot. That is a lot. I wish I could have had 10 kids.
Do you?
If it was like feasible to be able to give each kid the proper time, you know, if you have a bunch of kids and you can't give each kid, you know, the proper time, I don't think.
But I would have I would have more than two parents.
Oh, how's that going to work?
Why?
You're going to have more than two parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
To give love to almost I'm gonna have 9 more parents.
What?
No, I'm gonna only have 1 parent and 9 parents.
Okay. 9 parents or 9 helpers?
9 nannies. 10 nannies.
Yeah. Okay.
That well, can kill all the kids.
Well, then.
Okay.
All right. Well,
okay.
then everyone will get their time, but they're not going to get their time with you. Part of being a dad or being a parent is.
No, but the 10 nannies will leave the house. They don't sleep here.
But don't you want to get to spend good time with your kids?
Yeah, I will. But when the nanny will be there when I'm working.
Oh, when you're working. In construction? Okay. Mm-hmm. George, how many kids did you want early on? Did you have any idea?
We're truly blessed with 3 terrific sons, and I wouldn't ask for 3 other kids.
You are terrific.
Oh, you think he's terrific? Yeah. That's
nice. Am I terrific? I appreciate it. You are the best, Aiden.
What is your favorite color?
Right here, I'm going to show you. This is my favorite color right here, Aztec.
San Diego Aztec. State. San Diego yeah. State, black and red.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Yeah, that's black, red. Those are my favorite colors.
Yeah, don't do that.
Go Aztecs.
Go Aztecs. Aiden, do you know where mommy and daddy went to school? You don't know the Aztec part probably, but where did mommy and daddy go to school? Do you remember?
NFL.
We didn't go to the NFL for school. That would be a pretty cool college if we went to NFL college. Me and mommy went. We met each other at San Diego State.
Yeah, but I'm tired.
I know you're tired today, but
Aiden, we'll do as much as you want to do.
Exactly. And remember what we did when we were working out the other day? When you were tired, what did you do?
Push through.
Yeah, and how was that when you pushed through?
Good.
Yeah, let's do that same thing today. All right, you ready, Aiden?
Will you be proud of me?
I'm proud of you all the time. I'm proud of you every single day.
Did you ever play in a Super Bowl?
Aiden, that is an outstanding question. Now, in 1997, when I got drafted to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we made it all the way to the AFC Championship. We played the Denver Broncos. About 2 or 3 weeks before the AFC Championship, Aiden, we beat John Elway, Shannon Sharp, all those guys, and Terrell Davis in the regular season game. So we had home field advantage, and we was playing them at Three Rivers Stadium in the AFC Championship. We end up losing that game, and the Super Bowl was going to be in me and your dad's hometown where we went to college, and Jack Murphy, Qualcomm Stadium. That's where the Super Bowl was going to be at where I played.
Did you win?
What's so
I didn't make it. We didn't make it. We lost. And I was heartbroken over it.
So they made it to the game before the Super Bowl. They were almost there. Because remember, we talked about brackets. Like, the teams have to play against each other. And then the ones that win in the semifinals, those two teams go to the very end, to the finals, which in football is called the Super Bowl. So he was the game before.
Very close.
He almost got there.
It was just the game before. So, it was other people the Super Bowl?
Other people went?
The other team that went to the Super Bowl, they end up winning it, which was John Elway and, you know, Terrell Davis and all those guys. They end up beating the Green Bay Packers, who had Brett Favre and all those guys, so...
So that was Broncos Packers, right?
Yeah.
How do you protect it from the ball in tackles?
Well, as a running back, that's the thing you want to do most. So I'm not going to go get too technical with it. All I would say is when you're running a ball, Aiden, and you got 11 other guys coming at you, the goal is to try to not let anybody touch you or tackle you. And there's like flashing colors always coming in your vision, and you got to know just to try to avoid them.
But what if you could throw the ball at them?
Well, if I have the ball and I'm running it and I throw it at them and they catch it, they can run it back for a touchdown and we may lose the game. So I can't do that.
Oh. But you know what he can do? What? He can do something called a stiff arm.
Yes. And at San Diego State, I was known for that. I had a mean stiff arm.
You know, we watched a video of that. Do you remember what a stiff arm is? Okay, I bet George can explain it better than I can, since he was a professional running back in the NFL.
Yep. So, Aiden, if somebody is running toward me, and as soon as they get within my arm length, I put that arm out like this, and I push them in their face mask down to the ground.
Whoa.
And I do it really hard. This, Aiden, hopefully you can see it, is what that looked like. Can you see that, Jesse?
Yes, we can. You see, he's holding the ball, so he's like cradling it in his arm, one ball right over here, and then he's got his hand down like this, and then he's up on one leg. You want to try to do that?
My one leg.
Okay. By the way, before you do it, let me fix the camera. All right. So, nice.
Nice.
Good.
Nice, Aiden.
That's the Heisman. I love there you it. Go. Yeah, there you go. Even better. That's the Heisman.
Nice. Yes. You're going to win the Heisman one day.
Whoa, that would be – that's a big
Frank
deal.
Thank you. Right now.
Okay, George said
it. Can you play NFL
game? You want to play NFL game? Yeah, we can. We have a football in the backyard, and we can go – I played some football, but at a very low level. So we can go – I can give you some –
But I bet win because – this interview will give me information what to do.
It will, but I bet he has some cool other things that you could do. So one thing is a stiff arm.
Can I do a stiff arm to you?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go ahead.
No, in the game.
Yeah. You even could do it right now. Where would you put your stiff arm to? So your arm has to be locked out, and then where do you go? You push my face. Yeah, like that. That would be a stiff arm.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's good. All right, so stiff arm.
I'll try again.
Okay, go ahead. One more time. But you have to have a straight arm, though. Straight arm, that's one of the things. Ooh!
Nice.
Now you're going to go score a touchdown.
Great job, Aiden. Aiden, I did a lot of spin moves. And sometimes you want to do the spin move when it's a lot of guys coming at you because they are coming at you so fast, trying to hit you so hard. And once you do that spin move, they usually run into each other. That's how good a spin move is. Spin move keeps you from getting hit hard. It makes the defenders run into each other.
That's a good thing, yeah, right?
Yes, good thing. And long as you get the football over the goal line, it's a touchdown. Yes.
You have to jump.
Well, remember when we were watching the video of some of the greatest NFL plays and people did like a flip over a defender into the end zone. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And they landed on their feet sometimes. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how hard that would be?
Can I try?
we could try to do some flips. But can you imagine you have a 250 or 300 pound defensive end running at you and you have to try to jump over them or move past them or stiff arm them or do a spin move?
Maybe we can stiff arm them in the air.
Whoa.
Ooh, that would be nice, Aiden. That would be nice.
That is a
great move. I wish I could go back to my younger self and tell my younger self to do that, that my buddy Aiden said, stiff arm while I'm jumping in the air.
And maybe you could stiff arm their head and then they would go.
Yes, I think all that will happen. I'm going to go back in time and go back to my younger self and tell
him. I didn't play baseball. I only played T-ball.
Well, if you keep going in T-ball, then eventually you'll switch to baseball. But
yes, sir. Yes, yep. I think you're going to be good at all sports. That is good that you're playing a lot of sports at a young age because you right now don't know what you're going to be good at. But I think, Aiden, you're going to be good at any sport that you play.
But I want to play football.
Yeah, and you're going to be good at football.
Does it feel like to be tackled by a 300 weighed person?
Well, sometimes it feels really good, depending on the weather. If it's cold outside, it feels really good because you're under a lot of bodies and you can keep warm. Now, if it's not cold outside and this individual tackles me by himself and I fall a certain way, it can hurt very bad. It can hurt because 300 pounds falling on my 212 pound body at the time. Yeah, it was pretty sore. But Aiden, you can't let that 300 pound guy know that he hurt you. You can't let him ever know that.
Why?
Because if I let that 300-pound guy know that when he tackled me, that he hurt me, then he's going to keep coming after me. But if I don't let him know that it hurt me, he may ease up on me when I say, I may say something like this, Aiden, when I get up. That didn't hurt. Can you hit harder than that?
Ooh, yeah. like a challenge or a competition.
And most of the time, the 300-pound guy would say, man, you're crazy. I ain't messing with you. I'm playing the game. And so that right there, he knows I've already let him know, Aiden, that no matter what he does, no matter how hard he tries to hit me, that he can affect me in the game. But deep down, I'm hurting from that hit, but I will let him know afterwards, mm-hmm. man, that was a good hit, but mm-hmm. not during the game.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Could I play in a professional sports?
Yes, you can. I always tell young people, don't listen to anybody. I mean, anybody. If you want to play professional sports and it's really in your heart, you go after it like nobody's business. You train hard. You don't let anybody get in your way. And you always dream big. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't be anything. I believe you could be in the NFL one day.
I just hard work. What wasn't that in the book about?
The present dad book about, it is about fathers being present in their kids' lives. Meaning, you see how your dad, Jesse, is right there doing this podcast with you? That means your dad is present right there helping you with the questions, helping you prepare. And so I wrote the book because I was one of those dads who thought I was present, but I wasn't. And so once I learned how to be present, I knew there were other fathers out there that probably needed help with being a present dad. So that was my reasoning in writing the book. I would love for him to come back in a year or two to interview me again, and that I can see the growth and the maturation in his progress.
Uh-huh.
From that now.
What is your favorite superhero?
I would say Superman. That Superman can do everything. He can fly. He can run real fast. He's strong. He's got X-ray vision. He can hearing. He can freeze stuff with his breath. So my favorite one is Superman.
What can he breathe with?
He has frozen breath. He could go and freeze stuff. Because he can do that.
To do what?
To freeze someone.
Why?
That would be good at football if you're a running back. You could just freeze them and then just run around them. Right?
What?
That would be a cool superhero.
Yes, that would be good. Oh, are you okay?
My brush is hot.
That is hot. Here, so you start off at the end. What do you want to say to George?
It was a treat to talk to you, Jones.
Mr. Aiden, it was a pleasure to be interviewed by you, and I have learned a lot about a 4.5-year-old young man. So I am ecstatic, and I look forward to all the great things you're going to do in football and in life.
Thank you, George. It's super cool. We're so honored to get to talk to you.
And I appreciate it.
I want to give a shout out to all of the things that you do. So first off, if you haven't read the book, The Present Dad, you should order it. It's available in all the places that you would get books. Also, George can be found on Instagram. Aiden, my love, let's give him the respect that he deserves. He can be found on Instagram. His name is George_Jones_43. So GEORGE_Jones_43. On Facebook, he's George D. Jones. And his YouTube is The Present Dad 4343. Once again, Present Dad 4343. And lastly, it's thepresentdad.org, right?
Yes.
Thepresentdad.org. So again, George, thank you so much. We really do appreciate your time to get to talk to a 3-team NFL player who made it all the way to the almost there. He was such a cool person to talk to. So say thank you to George.
Thank you, George.
Aiden, it's a pleasure. Jesse, it's a pleasure.
Thanks for listening, and remember, let's inspire our children each and every day. To help spread the word, please subscribe, review, and share this podcast with other parents
and other kids.
Very good.